here at the 2018 World Credit Union Conference in Singapore, this wonderful place called Singapore. I am here with Software Group's very own Colleen Radev. How are you, Colleen?
Very good, thank you.
Actually, welcome.
Quite an impressive event, a lot of interesting conversations, a lot of outcomes, so absolutely cool.
Awesome. And we're talking about digital disruption, and there's so many topics we could go here, or so many avenues we could go down here. And one of the ones that really kind of struck out for me was, where there's a phone, there's a bank, or a financial institution in this case. So can you kind of explain that premise for us? It's kind of like everything's mobile now. Is that kind of the foundation?
Not yet everything, but there is a clear trend. The world is going towards that direction. We use that message, where there is a phone, there is a bank, simply to simplify the reality.
It's true, yeah.
You probably know all these huge penetration rates of the mobile phones, and today, actually, technology is available. There is a complete difference than 10 years or 15 years ago when we were trying to still help financial inclusion, working with a lot of institutions to figure out how they can still leverage technology at that point. But the process was completely different. So we were trying to see what they're trying to achieve, go look around the globe for something that is close enough, and then was trying to make use of that to the best possible. Today is completely different.
Right.
Today, almost whatever they have in mind as a way of providing the services or type of service or product, technology is available.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's easy, I'm not saying it's straightforward.
Is it ever easy?
But it is available and can be done. We have done quite a few of that.
Sure sounds like it. So let's talk about risk of inclusive banking fintechs. What's that all about?
Okay, there are a lot of aspects, and quite a few of them are related to the success rate of the fintechs itself.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes organizations want to partner, which is a good thing, with a fintech and leverage what they have created. But one of the top three criteria for evaluation is called vendor risk, and this is there because usually those solutions are becoming business critical for the financial organizations.
Right.
Imagine, let's say you put mobile banking or internet banking or agents or ATMs out there, and then your clients are very used to using it, and then suddenly it's not working.
Right.
It's a kind of a small disaster. You're aware about some of the numbers that quite a few organizations researching on the fintechs are putting out there. Despite of the $26 billion invested in fintechs last year, actually still the failure rate is above 99%.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, so that's a huge number.
I think there is, again, new study from McKinsey showing 99.2% failure for fintechs that cannot sustain more than 3 years.
Goodness.
And there are various reasons for that.
Yeah.
So vendor risk is one of the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are also very important things about the models and like who do we partner and how do we partner, because particularly for credit unions, they are tempted to go to various fintechs, MNOs, and etc. But if they're not careful, then they're shifting the whole kind of capital out of the ecosystem, handing over clients that then those fintechs can equally compete with the credit unions that actually gave them the access to those clients. All the revenues are kind of, in many cases, not fairly splitted, and credit unions particularly gets quite a little piece of the whole thing. So it is important to be careful about what you're doing, who you're partnering with, why, and what is the model and how it works.
Yeah, there's so, like you said, there's so many fintechs out there right now. It's really, I think it's a challenge for a lot of credit unions out there to find out, okay, which one works for me, which one doesn't work for me, and then also taking it a step further, will this fintech be there tomorrow? Like you said, you know, the 99% failure rate. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it is a big question. Definitely fintechs are bringing something that is useful. The word fintech, as you know, is quite broad, right? So sometimes These are established providers that are has been providing sustainably solutions for many years, and sometimes it's a newcomer that is just born there. And actually, I probably need to correct myself. The startup fintech's failure rate is
99%, yes,
right? So then there are quite clear selection processes that can be used, and in many cases it's not that difficult to find out who the partner can be,
right?
For the simple reason that when the credit union selects like what exactly they are trying to do, that already narrows down to who the partners can be, then with a standard relatively standard evaluation process that can reach out to the
due diligence is the key phrase there. Yes. Do your homework. Big time. Do your research and make sure. I wanted to switch gears a little bit here. One of the other topics that you wanted to talk about is how to reach the younger sector. This is something that, I don't know, I think every company on planet Earth is trying to do right now, because the millennials, that's such a it's such a large demographic that everyone's vying for their business. So as credit unions are in the same boat right here. So what is, how do we reach these folks from your perspective?
Actually, millennials are just part of the intent, if I can say so.
Sure.
Because still these 2 billion without access to financial services and 2 other billion with underserved with restricted access to financial services, of course, quite a bit of them are millennial, but the rest are just various on ages that they have. So the solutions are different, and they're different even geographically, they're different even age-wise and need-wise, because a lot of those target people, they live in different conditions and their needs are completely different.
Yeah.
They're, if you even wish, the level of literacy, tech savviness, and things like that are very different. So the solutions are different. There is no solution, in my opinion, that kind of
there's
fits
no
everybody.
One. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For sure, one thing is there, and this is technology. Like today, to reach out to those people, technology is a key for the young one, because they are already used to. They see it in other parts of life. They don't understand how it is possible. The financial institutions that are potentially having the most, I'd say, capacity and IT and all sorts of things like that, to do not provide things that all the rest of the world is providing
to them, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's very expected. Technology is equally the answer for the other segments, primarily because it's lowering cost, making the convenience much higher and accessibility anytime, anywhere possible. So, for example, for those kind of extreme or living just above the levels of extreme poverty, actually the most important thing is going to be, can we serve them extremely efficiently?
Mm-hmm.
And that again comes to leveraging technology.
Yeah.
So technology is probably one of the main answers to
it
that.
It seems to be the thread that runs all through
it
this.
It is, yeah. But the actual products and solutions that are put exactly there for the different segments, the actual technology that is used, although we are saying everybody, technology is the answer to everything, but the actual technologies that are implemented for the various cases are different. And we are seeing that a lot of the institutions are now making this cultural shift, which is one of the most important or one of the most difficult things, from analog culture where you use like humans and pen
paper
and a lot of things like that, to this digitalization and digital technology, where for many institutions till now they were only understanding that in the sense of like, oh, we are going to automate this process. Actually, this starts much beyond that, by creating digital products that you can market digitally, access digitally through various channels, and give the whole service digitally. So for that, a lot of the institutions are not yet prepared. Some of them are now into that journey. And there is a lot of thinking and support put behind that. But this is the clear kind of next step.
There's a lot. I mean, I apologize for the broadness of that question, because there's a that's a whole show or even a book unto itself. So I apologize for the broadness. What does it take for credit unions to digitize? This is something else you wanted to talk about. What does it take today for credit unions to digitize? We talk about this digital journey or the digital transformation of credit unions or financial institutions in general as well. So what does it, what gets them started? Is it doing it, getting baby steps? Let's just get the ball rolling, or what? What's your advice here?
I have a very specific perspective here, and the reason for that is something that we are already doing with the support of World Council of Credit Unions, but particularly with ACU, the Asia Confederation of Credit Unions, and a number of the national associations, where I see that the big win for the credit unions are leveraging what they are. And they're all about sharing, and they're all about helping each other, and it's all about loyalty, and their members are loyal to them, and they want to stay within the community. And the particular person, father and grandfather, has been with that credit union, and that loyalty is actually unparalleled throughout the financial sector. So for what we're trying to do through these projects is to first identify what is actually the need, which we have, we work across the globe in more than 70 countries, and so we bring a little bit of experience here. I've been myself personally more than 20 years in those financial inclusion journeys. So after what is needed is identified, we try them to try to help them to come together on a shared platforms, which exactly we are doing with ACU and NAPCO in the Philippines and PFCCU, where they can actually combine their capacity and efforts to access from the very small ones to the very big ones, actually equally, use it with a different extent, but equal access to technology solutions that are needed. And the moment there is a payment platform called Kaya, for example, which they are already utilizing in the Philippines and signing up more and more credit unions that are getting that immediate access to various channels, and that allows them to immediately start serving their, their members. So that kind of approaches are quite quite beneficial and are serving a lot of the purpose for how do we embrace that technology, how do we go on the digitalization journey. There are big credit unions that perfectly can do that on their own.
But
the mass is not with a very strong capacity, neither as budgets, neither as IT capacity, neither as product design or like implementation capacity. So by them playing together, actually they have much higher success, I'd say, perspective to embrace that digitalization.
The collaboration, you mean, or something?
Because
that's
and that's shared platforms and utilizing like together is more or less the same thing. Of course, it's fine-tuned for the particular needs and organizations.
Another big question for you. That was certainly one. So, gosh, anything else to add to wrap up here? Anything? Any takeaway? Any take? What do you want to take away from this conference? What do you want to take back to? Back to your company on Monday morning, so to speak.
Actually, I wanted to check where we are, just to get a sanity check, and I'm happy to say that what we are trying to actually provide seems to be still on the top of the wave, very relevant, and seems to be the future of what is needed. To me, that's important as well as for the company, but also for the fact that I'm also seeing how this is helping and making an impact for reaching out to all those members out there that, as of yesterday, was only having a very limited abilities and very expensive and inconvenient.
No doubt, no doubt. Colin, thank you so much.
My
appreciate
pleasure.
The time.